And that brings me to the events. This year we had the Aquaga Lake Day with the field events, and I guess in the second we can read Heather's report on that. But we also had the ice cream social. We had a lake cleanup day. I don't know if people were particularly aware of that. Yeah. It was a nice walk around the lake, and incredibly, there was a fair amount of stuff collected in the back of Coon's Gator.
We had a bags full of trash.
We added a talent show to the picnic this year, which was well received, especially my son's dog. Did I miss anything? The boat parade. The boat parade was the weather didn't cooperate. It was a little too windy, but comments received back were that maybe next year there'd be a little more competition on that front. So again, with respect to committees, is there any and the events that were planned for this season, is there any discussion or comment?
I'd just like to thank Kathy. Yeah.
You're welcome.
But I did want to mention about stepping up for not the ice and social, that's fine, but Mark and our family have picked up a lot of the responsibilities, and Philip was supposed to do the family picnic, and was responsible for all that. Philip always gets over his head. He's a young professional out of town, Rochester, and a lot of you people might know he's an endurance pro canoe racer. So the summer is his time for racing. He can't really do the picnic. So who falls, whose responsibility does it fall to? Me and Mark. So we ended up doing the picnic too. So it'd be very much appreciated if someone would step up for that position, because I know Mark, we're at the retired, we don't live on the lake, and so it takes, that took a lot of work and organizing and stuff like that. So if anyone would like to take up that'd be great.
I am a chef. So I know the food. I can do it. I was going to help out. I don't mind it. I do parties at work for hundreds. And so that's not really, somebody has, past, itineraries, I guess, of what they've gone by, And I have no problem, helping out. Obviously, this year for me has been a huge curveball with the loss of my father-in-law. So things have been changed. So, excuse me. It's awesome. But anyway, so... But I
would love to help. Oh, thank you. So if you want to add that, and then, whatever, we can help with whatever we need to. Especially Phil likes to do the cooking and help out with that. It's just running around for the food and everything. He's just, he thinks he can do it all. Like my husband thinks he can do it all. But I'm going to step in and say, no.
I don't know how it's paid for or whatever. I don't know if there's a...
Yeah, we have a whole list of everything, and I tried to fine-tune that myself. I'll make a journal and actually put what we don't need for next year and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I can easily go through that.
And as far as that, I'm off for the summer, which is fantastic. I'm a teacher, so I'm off for the summer, and, I take my kids with me, and we'll go shopping at Maine and do whatever we got to do, and we'll pick up what we got to do, and we'll figure it out. I don't have a problem with that. I got obviously large vehicles because I carry an army with me with five kids. So, but I have no problem stepping in where that's concerned. And I'm sure my daughter, who's an awesome cook as she's growing, will love to help out as well.
And they're awesome, talented too.
Yeah, thank you. They're good kids.
I'm looking forward to that again next year.
They're good kids. So, I will gladly step into that position.
Any further discussion on events?
Do you want me to read Heather's report?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Heather's wasn't able to be here today, but she is responsible for the games and stuff, and this was her report. We had a great time at the family games this summer. We had 23 participants in the Gorillathon with 17 teams and two individuals competing. The weather was a a little overcast, but it was perfect for a mile and a half run, the kayak, canoe, and swim. The participants got a Gruelathon bracelet, and the winners in each of the three categories received winter bracelets. Each year we see more people coming out for this event. We had 46 kids come to play at the field games. The weather cooperated. And we had many winners in all our games, from kids from guppies to teens. I printed this way too small. The water balloons were hit, and the girls beat the boys in the tug of war. We may try a few different games next year, so be prepared. In addition, we're looking for new ways to acknowledge the winners. We had 25 participants for the water games. We saw so many new faces in the 8 and under category. The jumps from Scott's high dive were amazing this year, with so many kids perfecting their cannonball jump and just getting the nerve to step off. As always, thanks to Scott's and the Lake Association volunteers who make these events possible. And then I added a note, the picnic was attended by 75 adults and 17 children, about 20 more people than attended last year. I also added on the website, 4 acts participated in the talent show, including some young ladies who danced, and 3 very talented young girls who sang, plus 1 adorable dog who did tricks for his obviously devoted master, Suzanne. End of report.